63. Post Office. 1. But if it's stamps you need, you can get some from the automatic stamp machine on the wall outside.
2. You can drop your letter in this red and blue mailbox after you've put a stamp on it.
3. Can I get any stamps at this counter?
4. I need 20 10-cent stamps.
5. That comes to $30 altogether.
6. Can I have this money order cashed?
7. You'll have to endorse it first.
8. Could you give me some airmail stickers?
Dialogue 1. Can I help you?
I need some stamps for this letter.
What kind of stamps do you want?
How much do I need for this letter?
I must weigh it first. It's 5 grams overweight. Do you want to send it as an ordinary or registered letter?
I want it registered. How much is it then?
Registration plus overweight, $7 in all.
Here's a $10 bill.
Now, your receipt and the change.
Thanks. Goodbye. Dialogue 2. Hello, I've got a letter here that I'd like to post.
Yes, where's it to, madam?
Well, the letter is going to a friend of mine in America, and it's quite urgent. It really needs to be posted today, so here you are.
You want to send it airmail, madam?
I do want to send it airmail, yes.
Dialogue 3. Give me a pack of first-class stamps, please.
Here you are. That will be $5. Anything else?
Yes. I want some postcards and some airmail stamps. I want to send some letters to South America.
Just a moment. I'll look up the rate for airmail letters to South America.
Can you tell me how much it will cost to send a package to Colombia? Also, I want to know how long it will take.
Do you have the package with you? I would have to weigh it to see how much it would cost.
Do you insure packages?
Yes. All you have to do is declare the value of the package and decide how much you want to insure it for.
Is there a way that I can be sure that the people in South America receive my package?
The post office rarely loses packages. You can, however, request a return receipt.
One last question. What are your hours?
We open at 8:30 in the morning and close at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Thank you. You've helped me a lot.
Bill and Kate want to send a postcard to their friend Peter. They are going to a post office to buy a postcard. Bill likes one of the postcards. It is the one with the dogs. But Kate remembers that Peter doesn't like dogs, and she likes that one with the boats. It is the one in the middle of the counter. Bill agrees with her and describes it as very nice. A clerk comes to them to help them. They have a look at that one and decide to buy it. It is 6 cents. They are very satisfied with the postcard they have bought.
Post Office. 1. I'd like to mail a package of books to China.
2. How much postage is needed?
3. What is the maximum weight?
4. The limit is 11 pounds for each package, and the rate is 92 cents per pound.
5. I'd like to insure it for $40.
6. You have to pay an additional 70 cents for the insured package.
7. Please fill out these customs forms for each package.
8. Please state clearly the contents and value of each one, and the name and address of the returnee.
Dialogue 1. Excuse me, I'd like to send this parcel.
What's in it, please?
Just a few shirts.
Showing it to the clerk. Okay, you may wrap it now. Please fill in this form and label it.
After a moment.
Would you like it registered?
No, I'd rather send it by ordinary mail.
$9.50.
Here you are.
Here's the receipt.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Dialogue 2. I'd like to send this parcel to Spain, please.
Do you want to send it by airmail or by surface mail?
Well, how long will it take if I send it by surface mail?
About 5 weeks.
Oh, dear. It won't get there for New Year's Day if I send it by surface mail. How much will it cost if I send it by air?
Just a moment. I'll weigh it.
Dialogue 3. I have a package to post today.
Yes. What's in the package, madam?
Well, it has a cassette record, a cassette tape.
How would you like to send it?
By airmail, please.
Do you want to insure it?
Yes, I'd like to insure it for $20. How much shall I pay altogether?
$3. It is very difficult to imagine what modern communications would be like without the postal service. Once you go abroad, postal office will be the necessary place you should go to, and the most common form of modern communication is still the letter. We write letters both for business and keeping in touch with friends and relatives. After we have written the letter, we have to mail it, and for that we need stamps. Selling stamps and delivering letters are some of the major tasks of post office. In addition to mailing letters and selling stamps, the post office also accepts and delivers packages, handles money, and so on.